Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, Youth Station. Again, I am Vita, and here
I am Asma. And my vocal cards are just like lost, but
yeah. It doesn't matter.
I'm courageous enough to come here.
Today, I'm going to tell you a story, which kind of sounds interesting to me.
I love stories.
It was, I think, 1 month ago that I wanted to come to Qom from Tehran, and I bought a kind of ticket, a bus ticket. It happened to me that one of our teachers told me that I want to get you an exam.
So just for the record, for those who do not know you, you go to university to another city, and that's why you have to use the bus. And then your teacher did what?
You know, he just, I don't know, she got a reason, and that kind of reason that I don't know why, to keep me there and not coming back. And I was like, why would you do something like that? You know, there were no meaning in that action, you know. And
I'm going to tell you why, because some people do not enjoy the happiness of other people.
But it was just somehow a blessing to me, because that boss burnt in fire.
Oh, my God.
I have to tell you that, yeah. The back of the bus actually got fire, and it was a trouble.
So
and,
she was the guardian angel
exactly.
to you.
And at first I thought like, oh, my gosh, why would such a people do something like this to me?
Just like the way I judged her.
Yeah. And sometimes I think there are troubles, there are some difficulties in everybody's lives that we think there are trouble, but they're not trouble, actually.
Exactly, you know, they're blessings.
Blessings, and they're preventing some bigger problems and traumas in the future.
A blessing in disguise.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that. So I wanted to just hear your own experiences, if you have anything like that in your life. Did you think it would become a disaster, but it was a blessing?
Well, yes. As human beings, I guess old experiences are just common, and we all share some of these experiences. It might have happened to me as well.
Yeah.
To think that maybe why I didn't get accepted this year, and why it took me too long to get accepted at the university that I like to get accepted to. But at the end of the day,
there is a
when I just come to put the facts together and just, you know, analyze all of them, I would say that maybe it was for my goodness.
Yeah.
It was for good. And I should have been growing this much in order to get into another step.
Exactly. You know, I was watching a movie called MD House. I don't know whether you watched this series or not. But it was all about a doctor who was genius, and he was cured patients in every episode, you know. At the end, we came to this point that the patient wanted a reason for their disease, for the torture they came through, and so on. And when they were treated and when they were healed and they were freed from that pain, it was like they accepted these kind of troubles as some blessings in their lives. And because the way they look at their lives had changed, you know.
Exactly.
And this is exactly true about all of the accidents in our lives, you know. Sometimes even you cannot find a reason of the bad things that happen in your life. But knowing the fact that there is a reason behind this from Allah, which I think we call it Hikmat of Allah, the wisdom of Allah, which every action, every single thing has arisen.
Exactly.
You know, it will give you a kind of special hope, faith, and belief.
That's very true. You know what? Just as you were talking, it's reminded me of that beautiful quote that says, a silent sea does not make a perfect sailor.
Yeah.
So whenever you think that life is going smoothly and everything is just so easy and nothing is so problematic,
there is something wrong.
I guess you have to think more and more. because in that way, you're not going to get improved. I don't want to say that, okay, I'm talking about this perfectionism, the ideal world, because we all know that difficulties are difficult.
Yeah.
We do not tolerate them so easily. But the thing is that every time I look at myself before the storm, I see a simpler person.
Yeah.
But after the storm and after going through that storm, I see that I have changed too much.
You're more stronger.
Yeah, I'm so stronger, much stronger. And yeah. I suppose I have learned more and more, and I'm sort of more improved. And right now, before we get to be so philosophical, let's go for a short break. For a change of mood, and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
The perfect storm here to make a better sailor.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm Asma.
Thank you for reminding
Beta.
Me. I'm Beta. About the thing that you told me, some people just think their lives are la vie en rose or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, there is something wrong with them. They have to just go deeper in their lives and the meaning of that. And I want to add up something to this issue that the problems and the troubles that we are struggling with in everybody's individual's life is different.
Yeah.
You know, there are different degrees. And I heard something really beautiful that just, you know, considering that you are, for example, burnt by, I don't know, match, you are burnt by match, just only
the
tip of your finger is burnt, it doesn't mean that it's not hard. It's difficult, not at the same level as a person who is burnt in the fire with the whole body,
yeah.
But still, it hurts. You know, I mean, you cannot just tell me that some people have better lives, they don't struggle with the problems, they're struggling, it doesn't matter how tiny it is,
mm-hmm.
You know? And the thing I want to tell you is that you have to change your mindset about the things that happen in your life. It's not about the accident that you are struggling with. Sometimes I see some people who are like, oh my gosh, I want some more dramas in my life. This is so boring.
Oh my God, yeah.
And it really scares me.
Yeah.
This saying really scares me because at first they just don't appreciate their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And at the next step, they are wanting something that may be out of their limits.
Yeah. See, Beta, when I was a child, I used to be so scared of dentists. I had this dentophobia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was so difficult for me to tolerate the injection of
oh
the dentist.
Gosh.
So I worried so much every time I had an appointment with a dentist.
Yeah.
So the thing is that my elder brothers usually used to tell me, whenever you're struck in the middle of a very difficult situation, try to have this in your mind, that it's a single moment.
Yeah.
And then it would be finished. Just think and focus about the time when you're back home. Just think about the time when everything is finished.
Yeah.
And then you're out of that struggle. Do not focus on the difficulty that you're going through. Focus and the end of what is going to come out of that difficulty. Now, I know it might sound so unrealistic.
These two shall pass.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly is the same thing.
The very fact behind all the difficulties is to grow and to improve. And there is another fact added to that, which is all of these things are going to be finished.
One day,
after all, after a month, after a year, after 2 years, 10 years, whatever, it's going to pass. I do believe that there are some situations in our life in which we feel like we have been buried alive. Like I feel I am lost and there is no one around me to help me.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that could make me happy, nothing that could soothe my pain. But there would come a day that I would see all the brightness and all the happiness. I know that you're not going to be the same person. You're going to go through too many changes.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, just like the diamonds, you're going to get more beautiful and more shiny.
Under pressure.
Yeah, under the pressure.
You know what? This is a beautiful way of looking at it, but I have a different method myself.
Well, keep your method for after the break.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back with the last part of today's episode.
Station,
Beta. Yes.
So, I wanted to elaborate my method towards all the difficulties of my life, and I use it a lot.
We are all ears.
I just look at everything in our lives like examination. You know, it doesn't matter whether it is a trouble or a blessing. I look at it as something temporary, which is not going to last forever at the first step, which somehow is the same way that you look at everything in your life. And also, I just consider this fact that this may be one more exam.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going through this trouble, so there should be kind of meaning. There should be some goal for that. And this goal is changing me and making me more powerful. And if I have a blessing, again, it's going to exam for me. You know?
Exactly.
So at this point, there is a common sense between troubles and blessings. You know, and this relation and connection between these two make them both kind of more tolerable. You know,
yeah.
Because having a blessing still hurts, you know, because you think of all the people that don't have the blessing. Also, when you think of losing this blessing, you know,
exactly,
it'll make you upset.
Yeah, it's very true.
And just having a connection between blessing and trouble in life, I think, will help you a lot. And this is my own method in my life that I will use it a lot. I think even in a religion, we have it that every single thing is a kind of examination for you.
Even the blessings.
Even the blessings. Especially
the blessings. And that's a very good point you just pointed out in here. Even the good things that we have in our lives, even the blessings that we have, all the good things that God has bestowed us with, are going to be a kind of examination. So do not just take them for granted and think, okay, these are the good time that I have and there wouldn't be an ending for it. No, every single thing you have, there would come a day that you are going to pass an exam of that very thing that you have.
Exactly. Even sometimes we are trying to take the troubles of our life for granted. And this is kind of hilarious because we have to know that these troubles also matter. We have to care about them. Sometimes we go through this stage of numbness, you know.
Yeah.
And
they are
it is
some
so destructive.
Alerts, you
yeah.
know. There are some alarms that are being given into your life. Maybe they are there for you to just open up your eyes and think twice for, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Should I just change? Should I change my methods? Should I go for a change in my personality, a change into things and the course of actions that I'm taking, or just things like that? So even the terribles that happen in our lives are working just like alarms. They're going to make you more alert.
And you know what? Maybe speaking about these sort of things is really, really easier than doing them in the at the scene.
Yeah.
You know, even you are in the middle of something, it is really difficult to act at the scene.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you talk before they happen, when you discuss these kind of matters, I think it will help you to do the right thing when troubles happen, when the blessings is given to you and so
exactly.
on.
And at the end of the day, we're not eternal beings in this world. We're just some passengers that would go through this phase because it's just like a station, just like a youth station that we
this
are in.
Is a station.
It's in a station and we're going to go through it and then we're going to get into that eternal life.
Exactly.
So the goodnesses and the bad things and the difficulties that happen to you are not going to be eternal.
And
these are just some small flames that get into the fire of your existence. And then, after all, a diamond would come out of this very much a fire.
I wish you find the diamond of this year's station episode too. But unfortunately, as you told me, there is an end for this world, and there
everything
is
has
an,
got
end
an end
for the youth station episode.
Yeah, this was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you just enjoyed it. Until another session from me, from Beta, and from the entire cast of Youth Station, I bid you a farewell. May Allah protect you and shower you with His blessings. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.